Yo, today's QOD is, I will never be average. I will take ownership. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. It's Motivation Monday, and we've got Dr. Eric Thomas to fire you up. And today he's talking about taking full ownership, taking full responsibility, taking full agency of your life. Because if you want to change the circumstances of your life, it is up to only one person to change them. It is you. No one is coming to save you. You got to do it yourself. And he's also going to talk about letting go of the blame, blaming other people for what's going on with your life. You have to let it go. You got to forgive. You have to move forward. Dr. Eric Thomas, he's coming up.
Find the gap. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't talk negative. That's average people talk normal. Average people talk problems. The greats talk solutions. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people say it's their boss' fault. It's their mother's fault. It's their average people. I used to be average. I used to say, when is my daddy coming to get me? When is my biological father going to come in my life? And while I would talk like that, I end up getting kicked out of school. And while I talk like that, I end up being homeless. And while I talk like that, I was broke. And then one day I woke up and said, Eric, nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to get you, but you can go to the library and get yourself. You can start reading books. You can go back to school. You can start coming to conferences. And I went from an average way of talking and behaving to taking ownership and saying, yo, E, it's your fault. Somebody said, how is it your fault your daddy's not in your life? I said, listen to me. I tried the blame game. It didn't work. I'm nowhere where I want to be, so I'm just going to take ownership. Why, at the end of the day, is my life is not his. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing, but apparently I ain't that important that he came looking for me. So stop crying about it and do something about it. Go get your GED and go to college. Get out of the city of Detroit and start all over again. I was blessed to get my GED and go to Alabama Southern. Hospitality, unbelievable. Let me tell you something. What I love about the South is like they'll put you on punishment if you don't say hello. I love it. And like in the South, you gotta say hi every time you see him. Like I saw you this morning, how you doing? In the afternoon, how you doing? I said, I saw you this morning. Well, it's afternoon now, how you doing? Like I'm doing good. Then I see him at night, how you doing? I said, you just spoke to me twice today. It's at night, how you doing? And then we stop and we talk. I love Southern hospitality. If you have it, okay, we're gonna leave that alone. All right, so say it with me. I will never be average. On three, one, two, three. All right, some of you saying it average. You know what I'm saying? I will never be average. Say it like you mean it. One, two, three. Good, I'm feeling it, I'm feeling it. One, two, three. I will take ownership. We're going to add that. One, two, three. I love it. I love it. She got it. We're going to do it together. We're going to do it together. I will never be average. I will take ownership. One, two, three. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. We're going to get it out of you right now. We're going, you 8%. You the 8% or the 92%. We're going to get it out of you. We're going to get it out of you. On three, we're going to get it out of you. When you leave this room, you will take full ownership. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. It's my fault. It's my problem. It's my solution. I'm taking ownership. Come on, say it with me. I'm taking ownership. Come on, I'm taking ownership. Come on, I'm taking ownership. I need everybody to sit down. Here's what I need you to do. If your father wasn't in your life, your mother wasn't in your life, you were a foster child, something bad happened to you, somebody verbally, sexually abused you, it's not your fault. But if you've been given power to those people, I want you to stand right now and take your power. Where are you? I want you to stand and say, I'm not doing it no more. I'm not giving nobody else power no more. I'm taking it. Where are you? I need you to stand. I need you to stand. I need you to stand. Listen to me closely. I'm not saying it's your fault, but it's your solution. I'm not saying you didn't do it, but you owe it to yourself in this country to let that stuff go so you can be what you're supposed to be. Now, I'm gonna count to three, because it's somebody else, you got a lot of pride. And that's why you're where you are right now. Let your ego go. You're amongst family. Let your ego go. You're amongst family. Let it go. You need to stand because you're still holding somebody else hostage for what they did to you. And I need you to let it go. Where are you? I want you to stand right now. One. Thank you. Thank you. Two. Thank you. Let it go. Come on. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Let it go. Where? I see you. I see you. I see you. Come on. Somebody else. Come on. This just number one. I got to get past this one. I got to get past number one. You're still sitting. Come on. You're sitting. Come on. Let it go. Let her go. Let him go. They don't deserve that much power over your life. Let them go. I know they hurt you. Let it go. They only still have power because you're still holding on to it. Stop being average. Average people can't forgive. Average people can't let go. The greats, we do whatever it takes for self-preservation. We do whatever it takes to be happy. You think I wanted to let my biological father off the hook? You think I want to let him off the hook? He left my mom. He left me. You think I want to let my man off the hook? I was with my family my whole life. I thought he was a friend of my family. I didn't know he was my father. I know my grandma. I know my aunts. I know my cousin. I just thought he was a friend of the family. And I asked him why. He said, your mother said. I said, my mother said. How dare? No, you're right. My mother said. That wasn't the answer I was looking for. But if that's the answer you have, I'll take it, and I'll take the rest of my life, and I'll be happy the rest of my life. Yeah. 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 Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, I want you to say with me, I can, I will, I must. Come on, I can. This is your life, not mine. You should be more excited about your life than I am. I can.
I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
Get past this.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
Hold on one second. One quick second, because I want to talk to the successful people. You too can get past the success you live in right now. You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. I know you feel good about yourself because you're doing better than your brother and your sister. You're killing a lot of Americans. But the Creator ain't comparing you to your sister. He's comparing you to the gift that you have. He's not comparing you to your brother. No, I'm gonna say it one more time. The Creator is not comparing you to your sister. Your mama might be thinking, your mama, like, she's killing the game compared to her brothers and sisters. She's the best in our family. That doesn't mean that the Creator, that don't mean the Creator is going, well done. You still got more in you. So I want you to say, because you're looking at them like, oh yeah, y'all can. We did. You must. No, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
Because I'm capable.
Because I'm capable.
I will.
I will.
Because I'm strong.
Because I'm strong.
I must.
I must.
Because they counting on me. No. I was homeless, y'all. I was homeless. That's why I don't mind my son spending 11 grand. I was homeless. I don't ever want him and his sister to know what it's like to be homeless. People say, well, they've got to go through it. They do, but don't, not homeless, God. You can figure something else out. Heartbreak or something. You know what I'm saying? Not homeless. Are you hearing me? I must. I live in America.
There are other people that are inspired by me. We can't keep talking about the people who lived in America in the early 1900s. We can't talk about people, Henry Ford, the Vanderbilts. We are the Vanderbilts of this time frame. We are the Fords of this time frame. We're the Louis Vuittons of this time. We're the Hiltons of this time. We're the Marriotts of this time. It's our time. It's our turn. Ford is gone. It's our time. It's our time for our family to understand wealth. It's our time to take our wives on a trip for 30 days and not have to worry about anything. It's our time for them to get manicures and pedicures. It's our time to let them live a certain life. It's our time. It's our turn. It's our country. Let's eat it up. Let's enjoy it. I can.
I can.
I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will
my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through. Some stuff you got to will your way through. There are some things that you're naturally gifted at. Others you got to will your way through. I will my way through homelessness. I will my way through that GED. I will my way through that PhD. I will myself to 30 years plus of marriage. I will my way through to be a better father. I will my way through those books. I will. Come on, I will.
I will.
Come on, I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
I hate to tell you this, but at some point you're gonna die. I hate to tell you that. I'm just being real. You're gonna die. No, you're gonna die. So if you know you're gonna die, why are you playing it safe? Why you act like if you play it safe, you're gonna get another 30 years? I don't care who you are. You're not going to make it to 200 years. I don't care if you're eating Brussels sprouts. They just don't get to 200 no more. So if you only got a 10 left, 20 yet, left, 30 left in America, why not make it the best 20 you've ever had before? The best 30, the best 50 you've ever had before. I prayed. I told God I want another 18,325. That's 50 years. I said, God, before I got here, I don't know how I got here, but now I know how. So can you give me 50 with this wisdom and this knowledge? Because I kind of lucked up on the first 50, but I think I got it now. Come on, let's go. Come on. I can.
Can.
I will.
Will.
I must.
Must.
I can.
Can.
I will.
Can.
I must.
That was Dr. Eric Thomas. His website is etinspires.com. You can watch today's amazing talk over on ET's official YouTube channel. It's called Eric Thomas, How to Avoid Being Average Motivation. All right, my friend, pick up your QOD merch at QODmerch.com. We got hats, we got tees, we got beanies, we got hoodies, we got cups and tumblers and coffee mugs, all kind of cool stuff again at QODmerch.com. Also follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton, and I will see you tomorrow with a talk about attitude by Patrick Bet David. I'm out. Peace.